So take your Bibles and go to Psalm 33. You know, one of the things that came up a couple times this week in dealing with folks is that a couple people had shared something, and then when we went back to what they shared and asked them to be more specific, they said, well, that's not exactly what I meant. This is what I meant. And, you know, from the conversation that we had had with them, it wasn't what they meant. What they said is what they meant. And then, of course, they get to change that, which is, you know, basically man's word can be changed. And I got thinking how thankful I am that God's not a man that he should lie, or a man that would change his mind. And how our Heavenly Daddy speaks in the absolute tense. He says that settles it. Now it's up to us to accept it. You know, it's not negotiable. And how wonderful it is to have something that's truth. How something that we can take into our heart and hold fast, that will not waver on us, will not change, will not cause us to be disappointed in our expectations. So in Psalms 33, we're going to start out with in verse 6. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. It's pretty good credentials when you think about the word that he's given us. He gathered the waters of the seas together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear or reverence the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. And why not? By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. For he spake, verse 9, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. It stood fast. He commanded, and it stood fast. By his words, the heavens were formed. Why shouldn't the world stand in awe of him? I know we do. And the more we stand in awe of him and hold that word that he so preciously gave us in our hearts, we will never be that, be let down or disappointed. Go to Psalms 29. So the more we build that in our heart, that Father's word is absolute. And if it contradicts what man says, well, too bad. We choose to go with God's word, and instead of what man says or the five senses says. Because God's word is truth, and it is that which he spoke and the world was formed, created. All that good stuff we just read. Verse 4 in Psalms 29 says, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty, honor, integrity. You know, it's powerful. You know, that word of God is power. And he's given it to us to put on in our hearts, which builds our believing. And then he brings that to pass. Tremendous thing to have the absolute in our heart, knowing that it's the truth. Go to Isaiah chapter 14. You guys know a lot of these verses because they're some of my favorites. And they're just really wonderful to go to. I mean, I love to go to God's Word, but I usually, when I go to God's Word, I like to go and start with stuff that really blesses me. You know, that just really holds my heart, gets my heart excited, or gets my heart really comforted. Whatever I may need at the time. Here in verse 24 in chapter 14 of Isaiah, it says, the Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall, absolutely, it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Verse 27 says, for the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Those rhetorical questions, and the answer absolutely is no. Buddy can do that, but the absolute is there. See, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. It shall. See, we can trust that with all our heart because it's His word. And He's the one that backs it. He's the one that sits over the top of it. And remember, it's what He magnified above all His name, which is really tremendous. Again, same chapter, go to Isaiah, or same book, Isaiah 41. Verse 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that are incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, shall not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand." Who's doing the holding? "Saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Remember, by His word, the heavens were formed. He commanded, it stood fast. Here He tells us, "Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will help thee, and I will uphold thee, and I will hold thee by the right hand of my righteousness." Who's doing all the holding? Who's doing all the helping? All we got to do is put our hands in His heart. And He's not going to let us down. We always say put all our eggs in His basket. You know, just like we learned that weekend that Jesus Christ did. He just put all His eggs in that one basket and trusted God with all His heart. And look at the absolutes in what He's been saying here. Just incredible stuff. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. You know, and we can chew on this all day long because the world is always if, maybe, or just so full of fear and unreliable information. You know, it changes day in and day out. It changes month in and month out. Yet God's word is absolutely sure and steadfast. We can trust in it with all our heart. Proverbs chapter 3. Start with verse 1. "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about the neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall absolutely direct thy path. You know, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall absolutely be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones." What a tremendous word He's given us, that we have all those benefits that go along with the absoluteness of what He tells us. You know, it will be health to our bone. Strength to us and health to our bodies. You know, it will adorn us because we trust in Him and we go to Him and we continue to rely on Him. Why not? Because we stand in awe of the power of His voice, the power of His word. You know, He is an awesome God, but He's also our Abba, all because of His desire of His heart for us to be His children, that He gave us His heartfelt thoughts and words, that we can know Him and know the absoluteness of His guarantees for us in our life, that we can trust Him now. Isaiah 55. Isaiah. We all know this one. This is a great one. Verse 11 says, "So shall my word," see, "so shall my word," it's an absolute, "be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void or vain or without power, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it." That's his word. That's what he guarantees. He declares it. It's going to stand fast. It's, who can change it? Who's going to disannul it? See, who can make it vain? No one. See, so we can trust in that with all our hearts. And actually stake our lives on it. Go to Romans 10. I know this one's familiar to everybody. Verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt absolutely be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, it's an incredible thing when you think about God's word. That promise was made 2,000 years ago or more. That if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart God raised him, thou shalt be saved. You'll receive that new birth spirit. So if that person is new in your fellowships and it confesses, they confess with their mouth and believe that in their heart, they receive that new birth spirit when? Right at that moment. God's word is a living, everyday, present reality. For that to happen, it has to be. For a person to get born again in our day and time, 2,000 years later, how powerful is that word of God? You know, his voice is full of power and majesty. You know, so isn't the rest of his promises. You know, we believe that in our heart. He said it, that settles it. Now it's up to us to just simply accept it. You know, if he says that he will help us, so fear not. I'm there. I'm your God. And he's also our Abba. He's already stretched forth his arm for in cry. Who's going to turn that back? No one can. Go to Philippians. Chapter 4. So when I hear the prattle of man, a lot of times I just sit there and I run God's word through my brain while they're just running their mouths, because I know what I'm hearing from God's word is an absolute. And I can smile because I know he's going to have the last say in all of it anyways, which is pretty cool. Yeah. Verse 19 says, but my God shall absolutely supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He shall supply. Well, then what will he do? He shall supply. Remember, by that word, the heavens were formed. He commanded, it stood fast. My word is never void of power. It accomplishes what I please. Whereunto I send it, it's going to prosper. You know, we're his children. This is what he wants us to just absolutely adorn our hearts with. That he is absolutely the Almighty God. That he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And his word is absolute. And that's what he magnified above his name. And he gave it to us so that we could know him, know our Lord, and know what we've been given to walk in the great light of his love, mercy, and grace. You know what? We'll just finish out, wrap it up in 1 Thessalonians. There's a couple other places we can go to, but I'm just going to wrap it up. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Who's coming? See, that's an absolute. He's coming. And he's coming himself to do just exactly what God says he's going to do. With a shout and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Why not? The Lord himself is coming back. Whether we sleep or we're alive, we have so much to hold on to, so much to stake our hearts on, because his word is the word of power. It's the word of absoluteness. If he says it, that settles it. And if we simply believe and accept what he gives us, then you're going to see your heavenly Father just mow mountains down for you, because that's what he says he will do. He will hold you by the right hand of his righteousness, and he will. See, just pay attention to the absolutes. It says he will, and we get to enjoy being his children and watching him do the things he's promised for us to do. Daddy, thank you for the greatness of your word. Thank you for how you just want us to know and be able to put all our hearts in your hand, knowing that you will never fail us as we simply believe your word and take for absolute what you tell us. Amen.